The Theremin 30 podcast is supported by affiliate programs with Eargasm Earplugs, eBay, Reverb, and Zounds. When you follow these links and banners on our website, a portion of any purchases you make will help keep this show in the ether. So start shopping at theremin30.com.
This is Theremin 30. 30 minutes of Theremin music, news, events, and interviews with a new episode about every 30 days. Now, here's your host from Denver, Colorado, USA, Rick Reed.
Hey there, welcome to the 12th episode of the Theremin 30 podcast, possibly the only show in the podosphere dedicated to music from the ethersphere. This month I put together an episode dedicated to Clara Rockmore because she was born on March 9th, 1911. I've got some beautiful music from Thorwald Jorgensen and Rob Schwimmer, and my very special interview guest is Clara's nephew, Robert Sherman, co-founder of the Nadia Reisenberg Clara Rockmore Foundation. He's got some great news to share with us. To start things off, here's Rachmaninoff's Vocalise, a composition that has become a standard for classical thereminists and was the lead track of Clara's The Art of Theremin album. This is a live recording performed by Thorwald Jorgensen on theremin and Kamila Bistrova on piano.
Thank you.
That was Torvald Jørgensen with a live recording of Vocalese. He has a couple of concert dates coming up, so let's get right to this month's Theremin 30 calendar of Theremin events. On Clara Rockmore's birthday, Monday, March 9th, Victoria Lundy will perform at the Freak Boutique here in Denver, Colorado, USA. Science educator Dr. G takes a tour through Nova Scotia, Canada public libraries, March 16th through the 19th. Torvald Jørgensen has performances set for Stuttgart, Germany on March 13th and Podgorica, Montenegro on March 20th. Rob Schwimmer's trio, Theremin Noir, will play the Big Ears Festival in Knoxville, Tennessee on March 28th. And Peter Theremin will conduct a four-day masterclass in Paris beginning March 30th. For links to more information on these shows and more, visit calendar.theremin30.com. And keep in mind that some public gatherings around the world are being postponed or canceled to help contain the COVID-19 virus outbreak. So be sure to double-check times and dates before you travel to a show. Speaking of Rob Schwimmer, here's music from Rob from his Beyond the Sky album. Rob plays both theremin and piano on this track called Waltz for Clara. That was Waltz for Clara by Rob Schwimmer. He'll be performing at the Gilmore Festival in Michigan this coming May. After the break, my special guest Robert Sherman has some big news for Clara Rockmore fans, so stay tuned. Hey, this is Rick Reed, producer and host of the Theremin 30 podcast. Did you know that you can advertise with Theremin 30? You can place banner ads on the website or even get a commercial played right here in the middle of the show. It's a great way to promote products, services, and events to the Theremin community. And honestly, this show does not have a huge audience, at least not yet. But that means it doesn't cost much to get involved. You can find rates and details at theremin30.com. I recently had the pleasure of speaking with Robert Sherman. He's the son of pianist Nadia Reisenberg and the nephew of Clara Rockmore. He's also a classical music radio personality and co-founder of the Nadia Reisenberg Clara Rockmore Foundation. I'm very happy to have Mr. Sherman as this month's special interview guest. Robert Sherman, thank you so much for being on the Theremin 30 podcast. I've been really excited to talk with you ever since we connected by email a few months ago.
Well, I'm delighted to be here and always pleased when folks are interested in not only the Theremin, but my Aunt Clara.
What can you tell me, first of all, about your foundation that involves both your Aunt Clara and your mother, Nadia Reisenberg?
I decided, along with my brother, that it wasn't enough just to have the memories exist of what they accomplished. I felt there had to be more that would be lasting. I felt that there should be materials that are available indefinitely for people who were interested in their art history. And so we started a foundation to do exactly that. And we've done various things. We have a concert series where I live in Ossining that's devoted to my mom. It was the Nadia Reisenberg recital series. And it features young pianists, of course. And we have given a scholarship that was administered by the Manus College of Music. And I have seen the transfer of LPs and other materials to CD. So there are now probably 15 to 20 CD collections of Mother's and Clara's performances available. You can find all of this, by the way, the information, if you go to our website, which is the Nadia Reisenberg Clara Rockmore Foundation. And the easy way to get there, nadia-clara.org. If you go there, you'll find bios of both artists, a list of their recordings, which now I have to update because there's a new album just about out. And you'll also find a list of my mother's students and much more.
You mentioned the album. So there's the Art of the Theremin, which was the first one, which was produced with Robert Moog. And then there's the Lost Theremin album?
Yes. That was Clara's phrase. She always wistfully referred to her Lost album. Why? Because Moog recorded those pieces that were on the Delos record. And I think there are 10 of them or 12, whatever there are. But there were another 10 or 12 that Delos didn't release. So they were just sitting there. And Clara always, as I said, referred to that Lost album. So one of the things I really wanted to do after the foundation was started up is I remastered those performances and released them as her Lost album, which was now found.
And then the third album is a live recording from a radio show that you hosted.
Yes. I started a listening room in 1970. And every year we had anniversary programs. Normally I had Mother come and then another artist with whom she was friendly or had performed with. And I asked Clara if she would come. And it's a big deal for Clara because she has to move the theremin and reset it up and reconnect it and so on. It's not like a violin. You pack up your case and you walk out the door. So it was a big deal to move all those things. They had to be packed up in special cases and so on. But she did come to QXR and played and did a number of things. For instance, one of the things she always wanted to do was the Paixões Brasileiras, the number 5 aria, and it designed for 8 cellos. So I invited 8 cellos from the Cello Society. And so she finally got to play them. One of the things she fussed with was the idea of her playing both violin parts in the slow movement of the Bach double concerto. Well, she couldn't play 2 movements in our QXR hall. Yeah. So we invited Eric Friedman to play one of the parts with Clara. And of course, Mother, the orchestra. So that's on that In and On the Air album.
So tell me now about this fourth album. I hadn't heard about this.
It is a 2-CD album of what we call music and memories. There are performances that have never been released before, including the Franck Violin Sonata that Clara and Mother played at that town hall recital, 1938, I think it was. And sometime in the 60s, they played through it at home. They didn't fix it. They didn't edit it. They didn't do it. They just played it. See how it would go, I guess. and we have that recording. And then I went to various interview and radio programs. So there's a wonderful interview that she did long ago with John Corigliano, the Oscar and Emmy-winning composer. He was then music director of radio station WBAI in New York, and he interviewed Clara. He even, at one point, by the way, went to her house, and she demonstrated the instrument for her. It's absolutely fascinating to hear how she literally describes how you play it, how it works. There's also a wonderful QXR program, one of my very favorites that I did. I decided to have Valentine de Vilna. And so I asked Clara, who was, of course, born there, as was my mother, and Alexander Schneider, the violinist, who was also from Vilna, to come and share memories, because Schneider and my mom played for the silent movies in Vilna together. They were in this little orchestra. Wow. And finally, I did a short interview with Clara and Theremin himself when he came to New York. Very few people have heard his voice. Now, granted, he was 90-something or other at the time, so it's a little shaky. But nonetheless, we have that document as well. So all of this really completes pretty much the available materials we have of Clara. A lot of home recordings, a couple of experiments she did with double tracks. There's all kinds of fascinating materials here, none of it available before. Pretty much giving you everything that we have of Clara with this new album.
Well, I'm really excited to hear it. That's a very pleasant surprise to know that that's coming out soon.
And on top of everything else, there's a description with historical details and all sorts of interesting photographs, some by my son of Clara and Theremin and so on. So they'll be available for anybody to stream on Spotify and YouTube and whatever. But the album itself, 2-CD set, will be available only through the foundation.
Sounds like this has been a labor of love for you and your family to carry on the music of your mother and aunt.
Exactly. I mean, that was the whole idea behind the foundation. And it has guided me all the way through. Because, yes, I want materials to be known. I want their performances to be heard and at least to have them available so scholars in future years can listen and can get an idea of their artistry and what they were able to accomplish. If I can close with a commercial, go to nadia-clara.org and you'll find all sorts of other information about Clara and Nadia Reisenberg.
Now let's wrap up this episode with a portion of Bach's Concerto for Two Violins in D Minor, featuring Eric Friedman on violin, Nadia Reisenberg on piano, and Clara Rockmore on theremin. This is from the album Music in and on the Air, and was recorded in 1979 as part of a live radio broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that wraps up not only this episode, but the first year of the Theremin 30 podcast. My thanks to Torvald Jorgensen and Rob Schwimmer for sharing their music, and to Robert Sherman of the Nadia Reisenberg Clara Rockmore Foundation. Coming up in the April episode of the Theremin 30 podcast, I'll have new music from Dr. G. Until then, I'm your host, Rick Reed. Thank you for tuning in.
You've been listening to the Theremin 30 podcast. Visit Theremin 30 on the web at theremin30.com.